completely unreceptive. The tests I gave him show no sense at all. His eyes react to light, the dials detect it. He hears but cannot answer to your call. See me, feel me, touch me.
Yeah. your father?
That is my father.
Hey, Georg! What the heck is that contraption? I thought you guys were flying in tonight.
I left you a message. I said we were driving down.
Oh, I didn't get a message. You didn't leave a message.
What are you talking about? I left you like five
messages.
Will
you get over here and plant one on me? Talk about messages. Right. I've been waiting so long to see
doing?
My best buddy.
Good to see you.
Come here.
Okay.
Come here. Oh, I missed your smell.
All right.
Is this not the most handsome young man you've ever seen in your life? I used to call him a young Jewish Marlon Brando. Huh? Can you believe I conceived him with one testicle?
Oh.
No, really. It's true. I only have one because the other one never dropped. It's called an undescending testicle. It's not uncommon. But look at him. Imagine what he would have looked like if I had two.
That's a good icebreaker.
Whoa!
Man. Whoa!
There's the sexiest second grade teacher I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, that was a good one.
Gets her every time. Yeah. Goosebumps. He loves it.
I'm Dina Burns. It's so nice to meet you.
Was the pleasure is all mine, emotionally. Woo! You gotta be the flower man.
That's right, Jack Burns, Pam's father.
And I'm Bernard Falker, Gaylord's father, and we're all grown-ups here, and we shake hands like men.
All right.
Oh, we're just playing here. Give me some love. We're family now. What are you so shy about? Come here. Oh, wow. Woo, look at those pecs. Wow, you're harder than sheetrock. Now, tell me the truth. Now, you got to work out weights, right?
Well, I do various calisthenics and medicine ball training. Oh. I play bi-monthly football.
Oh, footy football. I was just practicing my capoeira. What?
Oh. Oh, capoeira, yeah. The Brazilian martial art of dance fighting, yes.
He knows what that is. You know, I've been doing it for weeks, really into it. Keeps me level, because sometimes I get wound up so tight, I could just snap. You know what I mean? What is that? What is that? Is that a baby on board?
That's a baby, yes.
Yeah. It's all in the message.
Hey, Moses, go ahead, say hello to your future in-laws.
Hey.
No, he's harmless.
Yeah, and fixed. Moses!
It's all right.
Moses!
Shake him. Just shake him off.
No, don't shake. He likes the shaking. Moses, get off!
Don't worry, the pink part didn't get on you.
Moses, get in your basket. Go.
He's all tall. Who's this little guy?
This is our grandson, little Jack.
A little baby. You do do ba do ba do. How are you, little Jack?
Hey,
how
Dad, are you? Don't infantilize him. Just talk to him like a person.
What are you talking about? He's a baby. I'm going to talk to him like he's a baby. He likes me.
Can you judge a man? That he wears.
Can you see a bad man by the pattern on his tie?
Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Oh, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I.
Could you tell a wise man by the way he speaks or spells? Is this more important than the stories that he tells?
Can call a man a fool if all wealth he doesn't strive?
Well then, mister, you're a better man than I. Yeah, mister, you're a better man than I. Well, mister, you're a better man. You're a better man than I.
doesn't hold. Say the color of his skin is the color of his soul. Could you say that men for king and country or must die?
Misty, you're a better man than I. Yeah, Misty, you're a better man than I. Misty, you're a better man than I. Yeah, Misty, you're a better man than I.
Piper's Pit.
I believe there's a little confusion over there. There's...
some friends here. No. Take a look at this, huh? Oh, yeah, Big Shot. Come on, Big Shot, huh? Look at what I got. I got Tag Team Champion. I got AC, baby. Look what I've got here, huh? Look at what we got here. The greatest. Not to mention, oh, are we losing our guts, boys? Are we getting a little fearful? Huh? Oh, come on.
Running. I like tough guys. I like real tough guys because I like to beat tough guys up.
Yeah, the fattest man from the Latin. Now the Latin's got somebody to be proud of. It's Ortiz Hernandez. Yeah, show your true colors.
Come on, let him go, Piper. Let him go.
Say, we got friends. They don't got no cast on their arms. They don't have to have cast on their arms. They don't have to have nothing but us.
You can put me down now, Ace. You're a strong boy, Ace.
Here's another strong one.
Hey, you know what I like to do?
Hey, Herc, hey, Herc.
I like them tough guys with all them things walking around on their arms because I like to hurt them. And when I hurt you, baby, I hurt you.
Have you ever seen anybody in the whole wide world?
Wait a second, I can understand. We might be going over your people's heads because you've always been peasants and peons, and we're rich people.
So I can understand. We gotta say so long for now. Mwah! Hi, Orndorff.
On a Greyhound bus, Lord, I'm traveling this morning. I'm going to Shreveport and down to New Orleans. Been traveling these highways, been doing things my way. It's been making me lonesome. Henry and me. Now her hair was jet black and her name was Codeine. She thought she was the cream of the Basin Street Queens. She got tired of that smoky wine dream. Began to feel lonesome, Henri and me. In our sweeps, gave on to a beggar who was mumbling through the streets. There's no escaping from his snowy white dreams. Born and lonesome, Henri and me. Down in this valley where the wheels turn so low, at dawn I prayed
and lonesome, Henri and me.
Take his hand.
Don't look down. Look.
That's it.
Come on. Come on.
All right,
let's go. Let's go.
I don't know that.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then, but he still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Dated 1962. He had underlined in red every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she were. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
down, down, slow down. Step
move.
Out of the way.
Put
another one here.
Bloody hell, another one. Bloody quitters.
Corpses, corpses all day long. Never stop.
Oh, you know, Gilbert, being a prisoner's not what it was when I came in here.
Here we go.
Whimpering ponces, they get a leg broken and they faint. A few fingernails pulled out, they start crying. Oh, when they stretched me on a rack for a couple of years, I didn't go around dying all over the place.
Pathetic, taking the easy way out like that.
How do you mean exactly?
Dying. You'd only been in 15 years. You won't catch me dying. They'll have to kill me before I die.
Many a man has tried, Captain Yellowbeard. And soon you will be at large again.
With a hand-picked crew of the hardest buccaneers that have ever stained the seven seas with Spanish blood.
It was most unjust, I thought, locking you up for merely doing your duty.
20 years for killing 5,000 dagos and frogs, betrayed by my right-hand man, that bastard Moon.
But he never found out where you hid the treasure, did he?
No, nor will he ever.
Where did you hide the treasure, actually?
You won't catch me with those trick questions. What really pisses me off? What is it now?
You've got a visitor.
I expect that'll be the Queen with my pardon. Open my door.
Hello, sugar jaws.
What, you again?
Again? I haven't seen you for 15 years.
What is it this time?
Well, what with you being let out next week? I thought it was my duty as a wife to bring you up to date on a few things. Now, do you remember just before you were arrested, we were having a cuddle?
I was raping you, if that's what you mean.
All right. Sort of half cuddle, half rape.
Get on with it, woman.
Well, I haven't told you this before because I wanted him to be brought up like a gentleman and not a pirate.
Who are you talking about?
Fruit of your loins, sugar drawers.
Why, you mad woman? I haven't got fruit in my loins. Lice, yes, and proud of them.
It means that we have spawned a son.
Done what?
You have just become the father of a 20-year-old bouncing boy called Dan.
Ah, a son. Takes after me, does he?
Well,
by the time I was 20, I'd killed 500 men.
He's not quite so extroverted as you, but he's a...
A thief?
No.
A rapist?
No.
Oh, bloody hell, I give up. What is he, then?
He's a gardener.
A gardener? A yellowbeard gardening? I'll see about that when I'm out. What is it now?
Time's up, sir. So your son's a gardener, eh?
We'll be right back.
distance in time. The Beatles is so wide, and I just can't relate to you. Distance in time, there's a canyon so wide. I'm watching you die on the fine, it's true. Look at what's all to you. All around this room, this is true. Let me end it, join the view. This is haunting. Lost his real angels fly. Let's start living a lie. And die, a non-believer. Mark my words, I'll see a change in the guard. There's frost on the snow. So now enter now. Keep this in mind while you're waiting for next time. There's frost on the snow. So now enter now.
Oh, disconnected.